Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So I thought this was very, very interesting. I really did. Because it seems as though the smaller airports and airlines in South Africa are recovering a lot quicker. The smaller airports are recovering a lot quicker than the larger airports. In fact, George Airport is welcoming more arrivals than even before COVID. We wanted to understand why. Puteko Majupele, who is an aviation analyst. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for welcoming me, having me on your show, Howard.
So what do you think the reason for this is in terms of recovery, that the smaller airports somehow are managing to get back to those numbers, in fact, doing even better than they were prior to COVID?
Okay, there are two reasons why these airports are now able to do better than the major airports as compared to the years before the COVID or pre-pandemic. One of the reasons is that many people owned properties in the likes, they're still with the George, with the likes of Plattenberg Bay. Now, people would have a holiday home in Plattenberg Bay, Knysna, and you know, other areas, but particularly Plattenberg Bay. Many of people bought plots there, developed houses because it's affordable. Now, because the companies have scheduled what we call, you know, you go to the office for maybe 2 weeks and then the rest of the other
time. Yeah, lots of remote working.
Yeah, remote work. Now, those people that were seasonally would go to Plattenberg Bay or those places would then take an opportunity of the 2 weeks that they've been allocated to work from home and to go and sit at the coast and enjoy your holiday home without being on holiday and still be able to work and enjoy your home. Now, that creates quite a substantial amount of frequency in between the two cities. And when you also look at the prices of the flights going down to George as well as the PE, Port Elizabeth particularly serves two markets. It also serves for Port Alfred. There's also holiday homes in Port Alfred. Many people own properties there. So they are also able to fly to PE and just take a quick drive to Port Alfred or in PE as well. Now, you can see the trend. It's going slightly higher on demand because once you have high demand, the prices of airlines, you know, they become, airlines are able to introduce more frequent services because there's demand and the prices are now able to come down because there's enough people. But those small, airlines like your FlySouth Air, your Kulula, and so on, those are the ones that are really, really coining it because people looked at what they are offering and they jump on the flight because they don't have bags, they don't have huge luggages, they are going home. So it's as simple as that. That is what has happened with these small airports.
Right. So to some extent, what you're saying is it's actually because of the shift in our lifestyle. The fact that people have suddenly seen that, hold on a minute, I can do my job from the coast, somewhere near George, in one of the most beautiful parts of the country, and I don't need to live in a place like Johannesburg, but every now and then I'm going to need to pop over to the office or I need to come in, and that's why these areas, which are a little bit smaller and more remote, are suddenly seeing a resurgence. So it really does talk to a shift in our lifestyle.
Yeah, certainly. It is a pandemic that actually has created that shift. But one of the things that we must also remember, Howard, is that, you see, our market in South Africa, it's built in such a way that you control the price based on the demand. So our demand becomes more on holiday peak. Now, if you were to say, you know, there's a long weekend coming and you want to go to the coast, the prices would go much higher because there's many people that wants to go there. Now, that traffic has been reduced, literally reduced. It's no longer subjected to the holidays. It's subjected to now those that own are now already at the coast. That doesn't own will only be a small number, fraction, that would be going down. So you still have a lot of people going to those places. And it's good sign for us. I really think that, you know, we need to see more and more smaller airports getting more traffic so that we can reduce the amount of, you know, prices that are quite expensive to go to small, smaller airports.
Absolutely fascinating. Thank you very, very much, Putego Majupela, who is an aviation analyst, talking to us about why the small airports are recovering quicker than the larger ones.